the Jersey Shore is gearing up for its first summer tourism season in a pandemic. Vacationers accustomed to flooding onto crowded boardwalks and into busy pizza shops will suddenly have to stay 6 feet apart from each other. Could COVID-19 change the Jersey Shore for good, or will it just be a blip on the historical radar? WHYY's Joe Hernandez spoke with business owners and workers about how they're adapting to this new invisible threat.
If there's one sure thing about the impact COVID-19 will have on the Jersey Shore, it's that nobody really has a clue. Jason McKnight is a bartender at Harrah's Casino in Atlantic City.
We don't know if people are going to just flock back in like nothing happened, or if people are going to be very scared and very wary to be around that many people.
McKnight has been working for 13 years in the Jersey Shore's most iconic resort town, which was finally rebounding after a string of casino closures when the pandemic hit. He says the Shore has never seen a crisis like this.
We have definitely gone through our fair share of shakeups and downturns and expansion of gaming in other states. And, you know, the list goes on. We've seen it all. But this one is this one's on another level.
Last summer, the beaches were humming. Shore counties make up nearly half the state's $46 billion tourism economy. Now, there are only questions. How will restaurants and shops operate? How many workers will be needed? Will tourists even show up? It turns out we may find some clues in history. On July 1st, 1916, Charles Van Zandt was swimming in the waters off Beach Haven on Long Beach Island when he was attacked and killed by a shark. Four more shark attacks at the Jersey Shore followed in the 12 days after that, and another three people died. There had been other shark attacks in the U.S., but these were the first to be widely reported in the press and capture the public imagination.
There was great fear, and hotels were shut down, and people had fled the epidemic of polio in New York City to go to safe, fresh airs at the beach. We're now fleeing the possibility of getting killed by a shark on the Jersey Shore.
Mike Capuzzo wrote the book Close to Shore about the shark attacks of 1916. He said the beach-going public became so afraid of sharks that President Woodrow Wilson called a cabinet meeting to address the crisis.
All of this had a terrible impact on tourism on the Jersey Shore and hotels and restaurants.
Eventually, the suspected shark was killed and things returned to normal. But nearly a century later, tragedy struck the shore again.
Debris like pieces of the boardwalk have come for three blocks. That's the ocean back there. Huge waves crashing up and over. Did you see that one?
Superstorm Sandy devastated the Jersey Shore, destroying homes and businesses up and down the coast and killing 37 residents. Then Governor Chris Christie described the devastation in an interview on CBS.
Literally, the boardwalk at Seaside Heights is washed into the ocean. I saw a roller coaster and a log flume sitting in the ocean today. What's happened to the Jersey Shore is just incalculable, and it's going to take a long, long time to rebuild.
Don Tarrant experienced that firsthand. Sandy completely destroyed his business, Eastern Line Surf Shop, on the beachfront in Belmar.
A section of the boardwalk came right through our front doors, and we had 3 feet of sand in the store.
It took Tarrant more than 6 months to rebuild, but he says dealing with Sandy was actually easier than dealing with COVID-19.
We just knew we had to completely demo and redo the whole entire downstairs, and we could just, you know, plan for it and do it. With this, we've made a plan. Who knows if it's going to work out?
Governor Phil Murphy says the Jersey Shore will be open for Memorial Day, but not without major changes. Social distancing will be enforced everywhere, Murphy says, including on the beaches and boardwalks. He's encouraging people to wear masks, and he says certain things like amusement parks and arcades will still be off limits.
Going to the beach will be an experience which will feel, in some ways, like it always has, and in some ways like it never has.
Whether beachgoers feel comfortable enough to go on their shore vacations this year is another question. Jane Bakhnevich, a professor of hospitality at Stockton University, thinks they will.
Maybe I'm an optimist, but I think people are going to come to the shore.
But she says they may spend less at local businesses or eat fewer meals at restaurants, and the atmosphere will be different. Unlike Sandy, when people rebuilt and returned to the shore without fear another storm was on the horizon, she likens the current pandemic to the aftermath of the 9/11 terror attacks, when people were afraid to travel or congregate in large groups.
It's not something that's going to be over in one day. It's going to be something that stretches out.
If history is any indication, the Jersey Shore will bounce back eventually. From the New Jersey desk, Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.